have a sense of direction in their life if that addiction, and it's almost like bumper cars. Mm-hmm. You need somebody to slam into them, give them a sense of direction, even though it's just so much against the human spirit.
Yes.
But they say, I have really, if they're honest, they'd say, I have lost my way. I've lost my focus. And when I fight against this sinful habit or this lust or this addiction, that gives me a sense of identity and purpose and even direction.
Well, like this
that
gentleman.
That was so sick.
This gentleman you prayed for on a Tuesday night, and he wrote on his envelope, smoker, because that was his total identity. It wasn't that he had been delivered and he was now pure, but he was a smoker. And not, we're not saying smoking is the worst addiction or anything, but that's just an example I want to use, that if you are putting your identity into the addiction or the habit that you have, get rid of that. Get rid of that conversation. Get rid of that identity and put on the robe of righteousness around you instead of saying, oh, you know, I'm addicted to marijuana or I'm addicted to cocaine. I'm crack. I'm a crack kid. Don't say that any longer. Make yourself available to Holy Spirit to clothe you with a brand new wardrobe. Righteousness, purity, holiness. That's so important, Darren.
You know, a lot of men got into marijuana in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Or maybe got into it in junior high or high school. I want to tell you, you need to give that thing up. And don't say, well, I just, you know, I feel so much better when I smoke this stuff. Or, you know, if I smoke a joint. Or, you know, the cancer patients have to have it. And, you know, they're trying to legalize this kind of stuff. Let me tell you, you cannot legalize an addiction, and I want to bring this up, and I should have said this earlier, you cannot negotiate with a spirit.
You cannot.
You cannot, I mean, that spirit will argue with you, and you will end up losing, and they say that cocaine has a voice. All of these addictions have a voice, and they're demonic, and they want to pull you down and keep you in bondage, mm-hmm. and keep you from being free. We don't want a spirit of bondage to hold you down.
No.
We want you to be free to make your own decisions. And to have your own identity. Well, some of that slides right in then, Barbara, to a spirit of slumber. And I remember a man in our church that used to be that way, sit in the back. He'd go to sleep every time. He would only be there about 5 minutes, and his chin was down on his chest. He'd sleep through the rest of the service. But that was the spirit. And in that church, we were not educated to the spirit world. We didn't know what was the matter with this guy. Well, he just didn't get enough sleep. He had low blood sugar. We gave it a lot of names. But it was the spirit of laziness, compromise, complacency, dullness of mind. And yet I would go to his business, and he was alert as he could be.
Is that something?
That's something.
Do you believe that's a choice?
I do.
I also.
You see, we weren't taught that. We didn't know about the spirit world. So we got clobbered on a regular basis.
Yes. In Ephesians 5:14, Darren, it's a wonderful verse. It says, awake, sleeper, and rise from the dead. And you may know some people that every time you get around them, it's like they're dead. They're sleeping or they're just zoning out, absolutely zoning out. So the Ephesians 5:14 could be a verse you could use as a verse that is going, if you're going through that, that will help you, that will make you an overcomer of slumber, a spirit of slumber. Awake, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. That's for you today.
I want to say this too. The devil can change the atmospheric pressure around you, which will affect your blood pressure, which will affect your attitude and the way you function as a human being. And the reason I know that is I was asked to pray on a conference call one time with a return missionary. And this friend of ours said, you know, every morning she gets up, she can hardly motivate. That blood pressure is so low, and about noon, and why she's fairly normal, and this goes on every day. And I said, well, let me pray, and you set up this conference call a couple days from now. Well, the Holy Spirit said, listen, the devil, the prince of the air, prince in the power of the air, as the Bible says, can mess with that atmospheric pressure. It's almost like in an airplane, you know, if you depressurize, you know, the oxygen mask is going to drop. They give you that instruction every time you board an aircraft. And, you know, put this thing around your head and breathe pure oxygen, and we'll make it somehow. Well, I took authority over that demon that was really messing up the atmospheric pressure around this dear lady. And you know what? It worked. Mm. Now, I'm going to say this to you. You got to realize this, folks, that your dominion, and God says in Genesis 1, 26 through 28, let's create man in our image, and he will have dominion on the earth. Well, we've got to realize we have that dominion. We can say, I command the evil forces to release the atmospheric pressure around me, around my family, around my home, and we're not going to have a spirit of lethargy. We're not going to be lethargic anymore.
That's right.
we're going to have the right atmospheric pressure here. The devil has deceived us, folks, and we bought the lie.
That's right. And I call on a spirit of life for those of you who are going through a spirit of slumber right now. I just can't seem to be awake during the day. And so I pray, Father God, right now for your spirit, your Zoe life, Lord. That's the God life that's in each and every one of us to come into our friends and the listeners right now
that's
in Jesus' name.
That's right on, Barbara.
Praise the
spirit
Lord.
Spirit of Zoe life. Folks, we just can't slob around. We've got to have the energy to get up and do our work, right?
And the devil would love to have us in a slumbering spirit. Nothing gets done. Next one, a spirit of fear. What can we say about that? 2 Timothy 1:7. A spirit of fear rules and reigns in so many households, Darren.
And in Christians' lives. And you know, it says in 2 Timothy 1:7, I didn't give you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Well, again, John 10:10. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and his primary, his trump card, his main deal is spirit of fear.
That's right. And we have the fear. Fear is Satan's, one of his weapons, and we have a tape about fear. If you would like that tape, it's $6, and just write to us and ask for the tape on fear, and it will break that stronghold of fear. If you have fear, if you're paralyzed from doing what you would love to do, I mean, there's just a, you feel absolutely, the word is paralyzed. That you can't do anything. You're probably ruled by a spirit of fear. God doesn't want you fearful.
You know, as a little kid, I was ruled by a spirit of fear. And a lot of my uncles were off to war, and we all, that's what we heard was war. And, we knew if the Germans didn't get us, the Japs would. I mean, that's why I was raised with that stuff. Mm. Well, I remember one night I had a bad dream, and I dreamt that I was falling. And when I awakened, I was laying flat on my back, but I was clutching the bed covers. I was scared, scared.
Oh,
don't,
are you trying
honey,
to make me
no,
feel?
No, don't cry now, don't cry. But the spirit of fear, you know, it can control your conscious days. It can control your thought life when you dream and you're scared and you wake up, you know, and you're in a cold sweat and all this kind of stuff. That spirit of fear can be bound and cast away from you and cast out of your life. You have to recognize it and take it on for what it is.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, don't mess around. Don't mess with the symptoms of fear. So I think I better get up and take an Alka-Seltzer. I didn't go, I'm not sleeping well. Well, maybe it's just a raw spirit of fear that's tormenting your life. Get after that thing in the name of Jesus. Cast it out. And then ask for a spirit of confidence. Hebrews 10:35 and 36 in its place. And here's what it says. Cast not away your confidence, for it has a great reward. For you have need of endurance. So when you've done the will of God, you will receive what was promised. He has promised us peace and prosperity, Barbara.
Oh, that's right. The next one here is the spirit of Antichrist. This is a spirit that we're going to see a lot more in these last days, and we are seeing it. And I have down here harassing spirits, divisional strife spirits, blasphemy, absolute blasphemy with the Antichrist spirit. Also, I've included the Jezebel spirit that comes in 2 Kings 21:25 through Jezebel. And we hear about it again in 2 Kings 9:33 through 37. And then in 1 John 4:3. And that is a Jezebel spirit. That's an Antichrist spirit. It comes to emasculate every man on earth. It's absolutely Antichrist. We see in 1 John 4:6 a spirit of error. That's right, error. Not a spirit of truth, but of error. And boy, are we seeing that a lot in this world. Ungodly doctrines, traditions of men, factions, heresies, goes on and on and on the list. This is a spirit from Satan that is trying to keep you from the spirit of God, the spirit of truth, the spirit of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's trying to keep you away from that.
And you know, in the book of Amos, in chapter 6, verse 10, it says, and that one will say, no one, then he will answer, keep quiet, for the name of the Lord is not to be mentioned. You know, we're hearing that all over our country today. Like, they'll interview a person, and as long as you say God, it seems to go okay. Mm-hmm. But if you say Jesus, they don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. And there's an Antichrist spirit against our Jesus, against the name of the Lord. We have to be very aware of that and stand up against that kind of teaching. Because I'll tell you, they don't want to hear about God. You know, it's a spirit of rebellion.
Yes.
I did a funeral a while back, and these people didn't want to hear about the name of the Lord. But I'll tell you, if they wanted a Buddhist to do the funeral, they should have asked one. They asked me, a Christian, so I told them how to get saved.
That's great. Praise God.
I said, you know, you're on a slide here. You don't have to make plans to go to hell. The devil's already got plans for you. And the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Well, the spirit of error is found in many cults also, Darren. And we have a tape series, two tape series, $12 on wolves in